from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Porno for Pirates.
Mr. Porno for Pirates himself, our Bears reporter Mark Grody with us on the day that the rookies report to training camp.
Look, Brian Reynolds is into some kinky stuff, dude.
Always has. I mean, why do you think Paul Skeens has that mustache?
it really ties the whole room together when you think about it.
Mark Grody on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hi, Mark.
This goes way farther back, actually, Spiegs. It's more like Andy Van Slyke, Bobby Bonilla, young Barry Bonds.
All of
that's
them?
When it, yeah, that's when it started. That, I mean, that's when it was just in print then, pirate porn. Yeah. Yeah, now we have pirate porn. Like, you could just put pirate porn on Google right now and really, really win if you'd like.
Yeah, a lot of peg leg stuff. I understand.
Who's not into peg leg?
Well. Hey, Grody, what would it sound like if Dave Misko was doing the VO for the pirate porn?
Oh, man. Did you see what that guy just did right there? Oh, my God. He's got the sail. Look out.
That's where you went in the jukebox? That was the one?
You went with Dave Misko.
I love Dave. He's a wonderful guy.
You could have gone with Cropper.
No.
No.
It's a fan favorite.
You better get that hook off your hand. It's got that little gimmick on there. Get it off of there.
Don't let your parrot get involved.
You're going to kill somebody.
They could have asked for an impression that the audience knew.
That was the jukebox. I know.
That's all right. I appreciate the request.
So self-serving.
Anytime I could blow out my voice doing my Dave Misko impersonation, especially ahead of the Bears kicking off camp with everybody on Friday.
That's a crowd pleaser.
For an audience of Tanny and Shane.
That's it. And Dave Misko. Yeah. Who's probably listening.
Okay. Sometimes the small audiences, because that's kind of like a lot of my impersonations. I work for small audiences. Like if I was to do a stand-up act, there'd be like five or six people there watching.
Radio losers.
Well, in fears of this audience getting any smaller, can we segue back to the Bears,
please?
For God's sakes. Are you shocked, surprised, relieved? What is your feeling now that Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze have signed fully guaranteed rookie deals today on the last possible day?
Well, in the options that you gave me, Spiegs, relief would be the word. I think that's what everybody kind of feels. I don't think anybody wanted to deal with this, considering the optimism heading into this camp for very obvious reasons, and it is because of those top two rookies, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. So I am very happy, very relieved that there's no funny stuff going into this camp, and there's enough to deal with, enough to report on, enough to watch develop without having to deal with this. One of the things that I was working on during the day today was Caleb Williams and learning a little bit more about him, and that things actually did look a little bit more complicated with Caleb Williams and what was going on behind the scenes. And one of the things that I learned was that that Caleb Williams does have two labor attorneys on his team as well, and that definitely got my antenna up in terms of why would there be labor attorneys on his side? What could they possibly be haggling over at this point? And, you know, some of the things that come to my brain would be rookie ceilings. And moreover, probably even more so, would be the fifth-year option. Rookie contracts right now, for people who don't know, there's a four-year deal with a fifth-year team option. It got my antennas up wondering if that was something that the labor attorneys were considering or trying to fight or trying to revolutionize or trying to change. You know, the labor attorneys are not NFLPA, so that they can't, they would not have been able to negotiate that with the NFL, but that was something that got my antenna up throughout the day. So I guess I'm even more relieved that they did get the deal done, and whatever, if they were, guys, if they were fighting towards some sort of change in the way rookie contracts or the option is done, they obviously backed off of it if this deal is indeed made official. And I'm looking at my phone too, just waiting to see if once the Bears make this deal official.
But so to be clear, you're saying those are things that potentially could have been contested by Caleb's people and lawyers. You're not saying that they were contesting any of them, because by all reporting as of now, it looks like this is a standard first overall pick contract.
Absolutely. Yeah, those were, I mean, it just, like, to have the labor attorneys on his side, it's like, it's, as far as I know, I mean, that's fairly unprecedented. Why they would have lawyers that do that on your team, it made me wonder. But to Parkins's point, yes, to be very clear, the contract is pretty standard in 2024 for a rookie contract slotted at number one overall. None of that stuff came to be, but I guess my overall point, guys, is that there might have been more to this than all of us were saying, and that includes me, because I feel like the vibe from most people who cover the Bears or talk about the Bears has been, it's fine, they're going to get it done, there's nothing going on here, there's nothing they can do. And I am saying that maybe there were some things that were going on that we don't know about, and now we don't need to know about.
Well, that's very interesting reporting from our guy Mark Grody, because Caleb had said at his Caleb Cares Foundation event over the weekend, quote, "My lawyers and attorney and everybody, the head of the Bears, everybody up there up top is handling that in terms of his contract." And so you reporting that they are labor attorneys is fascinating, because Caleb has seemed like a guy who is as empowered as any college athlete that we've ever seen, any NIL era college athlete that we've ever seen. And there were fears that he and his dad would be disruptors, would want to in some ways break the system. And a lot of those were clearly unfounded. But if there's any part of you that's looking to take control of your own life and your own business, this is your first moment to really do it. Post-draft, let's talk about the contract. And, I mean, does the NFL fully have a leg to stand on with that fifth-year option and that they hold over? So having labor attorneys kind of check out the entire structure would fit in with the profile of what we were coming to expect from Caleb and his people.
Yeah, so to me speaks that they were, and this is just a guess here, that they were sniffing around that possibility. Can we do something? Would this be too hard of a fight? Like, I'm talking for Caleb's labor attorneys. You know, one of the snags that they may have gotten into, the labor attorneys, is that that talks to non-NFLPA sanctioned representation does not happen. No teams talk to them, and those guys are not sanctioned representation, the labor lawyers for Caleb Williams. So they would not have been able to get that type of a deal done. Obviously, somebody else within the camp got this deal done, but you know, those, I have a feeling that those labor attorneys were just kind of poking around, seeing what they might be able to come up with. And the other part too that scared me, and this is another reason why I'm relieved that it looks like Caleb is going to sign that contract, is that here's a guy who, let's just say, he's got what, $12 to $20 million already in the bank from NIL money. how easy would it have been for Caleb Williams to hold out, to stay out of camp, to be like it feels like most guys go with what their attorneys and their representation says typically, but this is a guy who comes in already rich. So it does make it even more relieving that he got the deal done, as it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of this stuff, he's going to ask questions, but he really hasn't done anything to upset the status quo. I mean, he didn't give his medicals to any team that couldn't draft him. And what else?
No, I don't think anything. I think what we're seeing, though, and if Grody's reporting goes in line with it, is just somebody kind of seeing what there is to be more in control of,
yeah.
which these young athletes should be doing.
No, I'm not saying I have any problem with it. I'm just saying in terms of the NFL has this thing pretty buttoned up. He's a part of a union now. It's collectively bargained. These contracts are slotted. There's not much room for a lone wolf to disrupt things. I mean, Tom Brady was a pretty powerful dude. Aaron Rodgers is a pretty powerful guy. Patrick Mahomes, pretty powerful guy. They're not changing the way that contracts are written in the NFL.
But if you were the surefire number one guy in a draft that has, and the draft system has been changed now that there is really no wiggle room. There's not much wiggle room. But if you were the clear-cut number one, you'd probably push against and see what you can get and push it maybe as long as the conversation would allow.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Roma Dunze also signed today. And he was the ninth pick. And he has an agent. And J.J. McCarthy and Danielle Hunter, or I keep doing that, and Dallas Turner, who replaced Danielle Hunter, still haven't signed in Minnesota. My guess is it was something as simple as, we want all of the signing bonus at once, or we want none of the money offset for guarantee. You know, the things that we know that there is negotiation with. Look at it. Have your high-powered attorney look at it and say, is there a loophole here somewhere where we can get a little something-something for us? Can we not have that fifth-year option exist? But, like, no, there is no loophole. The NFL has big-time lawyers, too.
And I will say, Groats, like, if you're a radio host and you don't have an agent, then you want to have a lawyer, and that lawyer ought to be a contract lawyer, you know, somebody like that. If you're an NFL player and you don't have an agent, having a labor lawyer would seem to make sense.
Yeah, two of them, as a matter of fact. And, yes, the NFL does have big-time lawyers, too, and I think that that's ultimately why he is going to sign this rookie contract, and it just maybe they are a little bit in over their heads right now in terms of what they can do. I don't think this is a money issue or moving the money around or when you get all your money. I think it's more plausible that this is a fifth-year option removal attempt, and that this is definitely something that you would not necessarily Caleb led by that point, but it's definitely something that will come up when the next CBA needs to be renewed, getting rid of that fifth year option. So I just think that these labor lawyers for Caleb Williams probably sniffing around it, seeing how far they could get with it, and then probably realizing that at this point it is too complicated, being that they don't talk to non-NFLPA sanctioned representation, and they decided to kind of cave and sign it. But I think that this is something that's going to pop up, and I don't think it had to do with money. And I think the Bears were the kind of the ones that were being pressed on this. Like, I don't think this is on the Bears. I think this is probably from Caleb Williams' side.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not really pushing back on what you're reporting, Grody, but I'm also not 100% sure. Like, he's not holding out. Like, you know what I mean? So if he really wanted to push it further, like, he could have held out, right?
He could have, but he probably was told that, I mean, my guess is that the lawyers told him that it wasn't going to happen, that it's impossible,
right,
that they are not going to deal with us. And so they told that to Caleb, and Caleb signed the deal. I'm just telling you what I think maybe some of the holdup was and some of the background was and what might still be coming for the NFL. And no, let me separate Caleb Williams now at this point. Now it goes to the CBA and how they could change that. Caleb Williams will be locked in. He will sign his deal. And then in 4 years, the Bears will get to decide decide whether or not they want to keep him around for a fifth year or sign him to an extension, and who knows what that will look like at that point.
All right. And Roma Dunze has signed also, and rookies are reporting, and the rest come on Friday, and they're the first team to report because of the Hall of Fame game. What do people know about expectations and the schedule for this week, these early portions of the earliest part of camp?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are not out there today. The first time the media is allowed to be out there will be on Friday. So I think that whatever they're doing right now is just a expectation for camp, maybe some light work. But again, we're not out there seeing it. I think that, you know, when you look at this rookie class, guys, I mean, obviously the top two, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, will be the ones that we will be talking about the most, obviously, but there are interesting stories with each of the three other rookies too, and Kieran Amagaji, who we are assuming is going to be healthy because he missed the offseason program with his leg injury. We'll see if he's back and what part he might play on the Bears offensive line. Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter, certainly will be a story, as if he wasn't already in the offseason program. And then I think the guy that I wonder about the most in the rookie class, and that's Austin Booker, the defensive end. And specifically what I wonder about him is simply how fast will he be able to contribute to the defense, because most people that I've talked to say it's not going to be right away for Austin Booker.
And then so everybody else gets there on Friday, and like, how is this camp going to be different because of the Hall of Fame game, which looms alarmingly soon, frankly?
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see the pace at which Matt Eberflus decides to take things. I mean, we know that he came out hot in his first camp, and the, you know, fast Flus and, you know, the huffing and puffing, and these guys, you know, the players. I remember doing several Bears reports with talking about how winded these guys were. I do think that Matt Eberflus is probably going to have to take a step back in terms of that and pick his times and pick his days and pace themselves over this extra time with the extra game because of the Hall of Fame game. So it's going to be really interesting to see how he handles it and how regimented, well, camp will be regimented because they always are, but just how, what the fury is out there in terms of, is this going to be a typical get your track shoes on Matt Eberflus camp? And my guess is that it'll be tempered in some ways at certain times throughout the camp.
So is the first time you hear from Eberflus Friday?
It will be Friday, yes. Yeah, Ryan Poles will speak on Friday, as well as Matt Eberflus. And I believe the way they have put it right now, or at least from the schedule we got a couple days ago before Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze signed, it says select players. I am hoping and guessing that Caleb Williams will probably speak on Friday as well, if they are giving us select players.
You guys think that an edge rusher being added, either one of the street free agents that remains or somebody else that becomes available via trade, is something we ought to stay on the lookout for?
Yeah,
here in the next couple weeks? I think so too. There have been reports that the Patriots might consider trading Matthew Judon, which is an interesting thing to sort of put in your back pocket for right now. I think that's the only real starting spot weakness that jumps out at you right now for me, in terms of not having someone on the roster you feel decent about.
But you're not, yeah. You don't look center.
Yeah, ooh, well, I don't love center, but they've got two vets they can throw at.
Yeah.
And I'll address both of those positions too, but the other one that I'm fascinated by in this camp is going to be Nate Davis and right guard. And if Flus was just kind of challenging Nate Davis when he was kind of left it open for interpretation about who is going to start at right guard, and then Nate Davis doesn't necessarily have that spot nailed down. On the defensive line, I talked about this the other day. What about DeMarcus Walker? It feels like we've all forgotten about DeMarcus Walker. He did not have a great year last year, but there were expectations for him to get in there and get 7 to 10 sacks last year. Can he turn it around this year? He was not healthy to begin the season last year. He was one of many Bears players who were injured right up until the point of the start of the season. So while I certainly don't rule out the possibility of them signing somebody, in fact, they should and probably will, I do think that, you know, when you look from within, there should be some high expectations this year for DeMarcus Walker too.
All right, good stuff, Grody. Thank you. And you know, we're off. Well, not, I guess we're not off Friday. We're at the Cubs game with listeners. So
Oh, nice.
Maybe a 5 o'clock hour Bears report from day one of camp.
That'd be great. Will you guys be on the field on Wrigley? Is this the make good?
Not Friday.
No, Friday. We're in Pat Hughes' booth after the day game. We're on the field on Tuesday. July 23rd. Yeah, mm-hmm. this Tuesday for ahead of Cubs Brewers. So
thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm very interested in, at all times, what's going on with
you
two.
Sure, yeah, we're going to go on Friday and just stay there. You know, I mean, why leave when you're going to be on the field on Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's a great idea. I'll send you guys some pirate porn, and you guys will be very comfortable, very comfortable.
I thought you were going to say pirate booty. I was like, I like that stuff.
Pirate booty.
I guess that is pirate
porn. Yeah, it would work.
Yeah.
Pirate booty is choice. Take care, guys. Bears.
This Friday, the Bears are reporting to training camp at Halas Hall. The Score has in-depth coverage of training camp to get you set for the 2024 season. Our show is at Halas Hall Friday, July 26th. Bears training camp coverage on The Score, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's react to some of what Grody was saying there at the beginning. Like, I think there's fair speculation and unfair speculation, and I'm kind of curious where you feel like we are living right now with Caleb Williams because of like all the things that were said about him leading up to what's actually happened. And then we got Dave Wannstedt coming up at 5. It's Parker to Spiegel on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Jason Alexander.
Finally, I'm rolling with the kind of crowd I was born to be with.
Afternoons on The Score.
What do you see with Caleb?
Special. I think for me, just really like hearing it and, of course, kind of getting out there and kind of waiting to see what he really looks like and how he looks spinning the ball. Of course, for me, it was as advertised. I think it's definitely something that is special, something I haven't seen.
That's Jalen Johnson with Colin Cowherd. Dave Wannstedt will be here in studio with us at 5 o'clock, which is a lot of fun. Texter says, Wani at 5? Shane, you want to break the news to people?
Yeah, Wani's going to be at 5 every week this year. And if you ask Wani, it's always been that way.
Right.
Especially when he moved us back to 4 and he said, no, it's always been that way. I've always been at 4.
It's very confusing. I was 5 in Florida.
Yeah.
But it was 4 here.
Yeah.
And now he wants it to be 5 here.
Whoa.
Yeah, time zones, man.
I think Wani just feels bad about drinking at 4 p.m.
I
doubt
that.
So that's why he had to move back to 5.
As he famously sings.
Yeah, what are we going to do about that?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock right here.
Yeah,
right here.
But that's still true. Like, people listening on the app, it could be 5 o'clock anywhere, even if it's not 5.
Right, yeah, and the way that you guys break, there's no way the Open's going to be playing at 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Amen.
And all we need to do, is add a layer of self-awareness and say, it's 5 o'clock right here. And that's why it's time for Dave Wannstedt.
Yep.
Look at that. We solved it as a show. Good job,
so
everybody.
So, Wani, every Thursday, 5 p.m. this year.
Last time we talked to Wani, you promised to make him his cocktail of choice if he was going to be in studio.
Yes, we're doing a sidecar today. Danny sponsored this time, and we have enough liquor to get him a few sidecars for a few weeks here.
You going to have a sidecar there, Danny?
Happy to. Right. Happy to have us. You're going to make sidecars?
Yeah, I'm just not doing cognac. I don't like cognac.
And
that's fine. Wani did his with bourbon in Florida, so we got a nice Koval rye out of Ravenswood.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Koval's great. Looking forward to it. That'll be lovely. Coming up at 5 o'clock. I'll be happy to do that with Wani. I think what Grody did in that report there was fair. It was interesting because he wasn't reporting on what had happened, but it was very clearly informed, maybe sourced background information. I believe what he was saying about the idea of Caleb pushing on the fifth-year option and how he doesn't have a certified agent, but he has lawyers and he's got labor lawyers. And by the way, I agree with the premise. I'm the guy who says that there shouldn't be a draft. It should be an open, free market. And teams should have to recruit these kids and say, yeah, we're the best place for you to sign and go there. Like it is a capped system, and their wages are fixed, and things that we don't love about capitalism and a free marketplace and all of those sort of things. But I like that Caleb is a free thinker. Just like he was testing the Bears. Do I want to go to the Bears? Should I ask questions about why they've never had a good quarterback? Why have they never had a 30-touchdown quarterback, a 4,000-yard passer? He can pull those levers and push those buttons and ask those questions all he wants. There's just very limited things that he actually can do within the structure of this union and the collective bargaining agreement that exists.
Yeah, I hope it's clear to the listeners, because not only are you there, but I'm there as well in terms of, hey, you're a young football player playing a sport where bodies break down all the time. You have an opportunity right now to cash in. There's no guarantee that Caleb Williams, because of the physicality of football and human musculature, gets to that second contract and gets, you know, $200 million with $80 million guaranteed or whatever it's going to be. There's no guarantee of that.
Yeah,
so if you can fight to get that fifth year guaranteed, you should fight to get that guaranteed.
Well, or to have no fifth year option at all.
Sure.
No.
Just give me the 4-year deal.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hit free agency as soon as possible.
And it's obviously incredibly unlikely that you could get that done as the one guy trying to negotiate that, no matter how good your lawyers can be. But you could also set a little bit of a precedent, or, you know, get something in the bank towards the next labor stoppage, when this may very well be an issue for the entire Players Association of the NFL. As we're talking about it, you, me, and Mark Grody, a lot, there were some texters saying, like, this is really reckless speculation or whatever. It's like, no, this is conversation. And if they are hearing some kind of judgment of Caleb, they're actually hearing that wrong. Like, I like that players are getting paid now in college football. I like that. I like that some of these young players coming in are pushing against the indentured servitude that is the NFL, even if it makes for a better and more watchable product for us. You know, it's a system that works, but it's a system that's largely unfair.
Well, I admitted the bias during the draft lead up when Cowherd was reporting on some of the stuff about Caleb asking the Bears some questions and being unsure of the Bears. I was like, guys, we have to take this as serious here, because he knows him. He knows his camp. And while I, of course, am pro player and would get it and would celebrate, I'm like, I don't want it to happen to my team.
Right.
So if Caleb's going to be some sort of like union busting guy, like, man, his fight's with the union. It's not with, like, he's a Bear. He's excited to be a Bear. When he speaks and he's asked that line of questioning, I'll be interested in how much he wants to put it on himself. My guess is not much, because he's a rookie. Like, my guess is we're going to cover this dude's 15-year career in Chicago, and the things that he's willing to come out and say publicly are going to mature over the course of it. My guess is right now it's going to be, I'm just here to win, get the respect of my teammates, got to follow before you can lead, got to learn the playbook.
That's the way he talked about not giving his medicals to anybody but the Bears at the combine. Yeah. You know, this is just what I'm going to do. No disrespect to anybody, but this is, you know, the guy is, if indeed this stuff is true, he's just trying to push a cause further that a lot of players will get behind him about.
Oh, it'll be, I mean, Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, given all of the obvious red flags around him as in his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't happened since. Hasn't him since. But maybe Caleb's the next guy who gets one. You know, like maybe it's, no, man, I want it. It'll take a special player, special set of circumstances to really change those sort of, and a team to give it to him. The Chiefs haven't done it to Mahomes.
Hey, man, the MLB media and MLB owners crapped all over Kurt Flood when he completely broke the system. he and his lawyers completely broke the system and paved the way for modern MLB free agency and eventually all of pro sports free agency. So if there's any backlash to Caleb or others as they push this stuff forwards, it will fade into the appropriate place in history.
I'm just saying that even also, like, the whether or not these questions are happening and are being pushed by Caleb, so far it has played out remarkably conventional. He didn't leverage his way out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He's not holding out.
Signed his deal.
Isn't challenging the collective bargaining agreement. Isn't asking for ownership.
Yeah.
Is embracing the city. You know what I mean? There's really nothing that has happened with this, oh, is he Hollywood? Oh, is he a diva? Oh, is his dad going to be a problem? Oh, is it going to be a thing that he doesn't have an agent? Nothing's really happened.
I got it. Well, and I like that it hasn't. I'm very relieved that it hasn't. But there are reasons that some of us have been scared. There are reasons that Grody went digging into this stuff today. You know, it's
again, I'm not saying that the questions are not being asked by him and his lawyers behind the scenes to see if and where there are any vulnerabilities for him to maximize his leverage. He should, and I support it. I'm just saying the results have been very straightforward.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And a lot of that, some of that is due to the current system where it's not even really a thing. Like we're not that far removed from damaging rookie holdouts. I mean, rookie holdouts sucked in the NFL because you would sometimes get a situation, whether it's Jamarcus Russell or Joey Bosa or, you know, Michael Crabtree had a long holdout, and like, you know, and teams were left wondering whether a player would even play for them. And if it's an offensive player of consequence, missing all of that training camp install, missing all of the learning curve, you know, an entire season, if not just the first half of a season, could be disrupted. So stuff, you know, it's better. It's better, but I think it's, to answer your question from before the break, I think it's completely fair conversation and non-judgmentally too.
Yeah, and I think Bears fans, again, should be ready for it, but not turned off by it. It's okay. And it's not, by no indication at this point, is it going to hurt the Bears. It might be a talking point. Like, you know what I mean? It might make pro football talk.
Sure.
It might make Pat McAfee's show. Like, but Caleb's going to be a star quarterback. You know, he's gonna be an agenda setter. He's gonna be. I mean, Joe Burrow talked about an 18-game schedule on part of my take. He's a leader among players. He's a star quarterback who's been in a Super Bowl, been in an AFC Championship game, signed a huge contract that was record setting in terms of average annual value. Like Caleb is hopefully gonna be swimming in those waters of, you know, record-setting guy who does whatever he can for the union and for players.
The texter asks, is having multiple lawyers and labor lawyers, is that still cheaper than an agent? Yes. The agent will take a percentage for the lifetime of the contract.
Right, even if it's a very small percentage, even if it's 2 or 3% on a deal, right? I mean, if you just have like a lawyer on retainer and then you pay him an hourly rate or whatever the case may be. But yeah, Caleb's got a team of people.
And it's still cheaper than the classic
probably
NFL lawyer agent thing. It might be a little scarier, but maybe less so now that Lamar Jackson didn't have one and Roquan Smith didn't have one and more.
Yeah, and I don't even know. It'd be interesting to hear him talk about it. I'd be a little surprised if it was about money, if it was really about saving the 2% on his NFL contract, or if it was about, my dad is a commercial real estate developer, and I've had a charitable foundation and have been negotiating NIL money for forever, and I've got lawyers that I trust that work for me, and they don't work for what's the name of Chris Jones's agent? You remember that guy? He was on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football in the stands, and
St. Omni?
No, St. Omni was Roquan Smith.
You mean Daniel Jones's agent? You said Chris Jones?
No. Chris Jones of the Chiefs, when he...
Oh, I thought you meant the guy we had on, you know.
Yeah. No. That was Tommy DeVito. Yeah.
Tommy DeVito's agent.
No.
His name was Bada Bing, Bada Boom. Hey, my name is Bada Bing, Bada Boom.
Chris Jones's agent is similar to that guy. He was two dudes. It was like they were two brothers
in a trench coat, one stacked on top of the other.
Look at the picture. It is like that. Chris Jones.
The two of them were stacked.
They were 2 9-year-olds.
He held
a cigar and a painted-on mustache.
The point I'm making is relevant. Danny.
They put Powers in a basketball and gave it to Charles Barkley.
Michael Katz. You should know his name.
Thank you.
What are we doing here?
He only reps Chris Jones. And so Chris Jones held out.
Oh, these two dudes, man.
See?
Holy
cow. Thank you.
Stack them on top of each other with a trench coat.
Thank God. You. These guys are apparently hated in NFL circles because they were like, we rep Chris Jones and only Chris Jones. And he is so good that we are going to ask for record-setting guarantees for non-quarterbacks, all of these sort of things. He held out. He missed games. He went to a Chiefs game, the opener, with his agents in the box next to him.
Were they in a trench coat?
And they were just flooding the whole system.
Michael J. Katz.
Thank you.
The Katz brothers.
Thank you. The Katz brothers. Thank you. And they signed him to this deal. And it was like, oh, he's operating outside of the system a little bit, and he got this huge contract.
I love their delicatessen.
I got to say, a long line, but it's really worth it. Very expensive, though. Yeah. They got a photo of Elliot Gould up there and the Wu-Tang Clan.
I'll have what she's having.
Dude, yeah. He only retweets stuff about Chris Jones.
It's because he's his only client.
What a life.
And so this guy, it's like if Caleb maybe just has this dude who's his lawyer, whomever, who he trusts, it's like, yeah, he works for me.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to have a relationship with the Vikings and the Lions and the Patriots and 17 other clients around the league and curry favor and I'll settle on this because it's gonna help you.
Who's gonna send him the box of fruit from Harry and David at Christmas?
I know, but yeah, I mean
who's gonna send him that?
The agent's gift. Oh, that's what my 5% was worth this year.
This is from the family and Chris Jones. Please take this basket of fruit.
Please enjoy this basket of fruit.
Thank you for eventually letting me land that plane.
Tommy DeVito better.
It was, but he didn't make as much money as Chris Jones.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That guy was managing appearances at Italian restaurants in New York. Chris Jones got $30 million plus a year as a defensive lineman. Yeah,
doesn't matter. We got him before National Media did.
Yeah, that's true.
He was holding those pizza places hostage, by the way.
Oh, he got a great rate.
To get more money.
Who made more friends along the way, though, huh? You ever think about that?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Probably Tommy DeVito.
And that guy's name, we didn't look it up. It's Bada Bing Bada Boom, right? That's his name.
Yeah, Shane, what was DeVito's agent's name?
Michael J. Katz.
No.
Oh, wait. Wait, what? Who?
We had him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
His name was Manny's Deli.
I still text the guy every once in a while. Sean Stellato.
Hey!
There he is.
Hey, Sean Stellato.
Hey, Domo Arigato, Sean Stellato.
You still text him?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Why?
Because that's how you keep relationships alive.
Hey, Sean, just checking in. How's Tommy doing?
My job is to maintain relationships with good guests that we've had.
Is that it?
I just watched Bill Fichter's kids the other day. They're grown, but I watched them.
Hey, Sean, it's Shane in Chicago. How's your hat doing? Pretty good?
I reach out. Every couple months, I text our good guests.
That's super nice. I would just love to see your text thread with Sean Stellato since he's been on the air.
No.
I would love to know what
because
you
I didn't say he answered.
Okay.
There's a place in my neighborhood that has salted caramel Sean Stellato. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's really good.
Taylor Street?
That's where I go.
Dave Watts that in 15 minutes on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
A source told the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 the score. I know those guys.
Afternoons on the score.
Dave Wonstead in 10 minutes. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Got a lot of stuff I'm looking forward to watching in the All-Star game tonight. Going to share with you in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we're going to do that after Wani.
Yep. Bunch of stuff percolating in my mind about that ball game tonight. Looking forward to it.
Tune in Thursday morning from 5:30 to 10 as Mully and do their show in front of a live studio audience at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. They'll be joined by Olin Krutz, Dave Wonstead, and other special guests on site on the eve of training camp. It's all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all and Schmaltz Deli, spreading deli goodness everywhere. It's pretty cool. Good guest list.
I heard there's a surprise coming.
Is it the Schmaltz Deli?
No, you just said that. We know they're coming.
Oh, that was added. Like, that in terms in of a yesterday. Person.
Oh, really? Because Schmaltz has a really tasty Thanksgiving sandwich that they send along often. It's
and delightful. Bernstein was basically making sweet, passionate love to the egg salad on the air today. It was very weird.
I don't blame him. Yeah, I hear there's a surprise guest coming.
Surprise guest?
Is it?
It's a surprise.
Is it
big thing's coming?
It's a surprise.
Do you know who it is?
I do know who it is, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're teasing us right now.
But it's enough. I'm going to go. It's enough for me to go.
Really?
You're going to come in early and go to the live appearance.
Yeah.
Taney, do you know who it is?
It's Casey Musgraves,
isn't it? I'm going to find out during the break. Yeah, I did not know that there was a surprise.
Taney, would you tell us in the next break after that?
Yeah. Shane, will you tell us or will you just tell?
I'll send you a picture from the live portion of it, of who it is.
Well, what if it's a big enough guest that I want to come down?
You've got children. They're getting up at that time. You got to feed them breakfast.
Wow. Gatekeeping over here.
Interesting.
Yep.
Some pretty amazing people have been in that space.
You know? Kanye.
Kanye's been in that space.
Perry Farrell from Porno for Pirates.
Porno for Pirates was there. That's absolutely right. Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and Audioslave playing solo acoustic was in that space.
Can you get him?
Not anymore. No.
Jennifer Lopez
was there. Me and Eric Edholm interviewed Ice Cube.
In a Jews for Bacon t-shirt during that interview, if you remember correctly.
I didn't remember.
I was out that day.
You have a picture with Ice Cube in a shirt that says Jews for Bacon.
He loved it. He loved that t-shirt.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, he was down with it. He also likes bacon, even though he's not Jewish. I checked that day.
Well, that's a good question to ask. I mean, the t-shirt's a natural conversation starter.
That's why I wore it.
Speaking of keeping up relationships with guests, just texted Ice Cube the other day.
You did?
Yeah. Yep. Response?
Nope.
All right. Hey, Cube. Are you checking in.
He'll come back when he has something to promote.
Are you on a thread with him and Sean Stellato?
Oh, hey! Hey! Walks in and starts talking.
I'm watching baseball here, so I'm tied up. Spigs, I'm watching baseball.
Of course you are.
All right, good.
My grandson's a starting catcher. He's the only third grader who made the All-State team.
Oh, wow.
In Illinois. You're playing in Paris.
Wow. Paris?
France?
Paris, France.
No. No, really.
Are they playing in travel like balls? Pre-Olympic? Ridiculous.
Yeah. That's how rich
he is.
It's
hard to pay for this travel ball.
It's not France.
Paris, Illinois.
Oh, Paris, Illinois. They got a good team.
They're going to win this game, and then tonight at 7:30 is the state championship.
Oh, man.
And he's the only third grader that made the 10th grade team or something.
That's a third grader on a 10th
what?
Grade
not
team?
Not 10th grade.
He's a 10-year-old playing with 16-year-olds?
It's amazing.
All right, he's coming in there, guys.
Hey, here he comes. That Dave wants that entrance. That was like the Fonz. It really was. It was Arthur Fonzarelli stepping in.
What up, Coach?
How are you? He's going to come over here. He's going to bang his fist on the jukebox. And the whole thing's going to start up. Hey,
you got a game? You got a like a. I thought you were watching a video. You got a cast. It's like a. Kind of. It's not video though.
I can do video.
Oh, you can do video.
You can do that.
You just got the stats.
Oh, I know that app. I use that app for the daughter's softball.
He will not hang around by a microphone.
It's great stuff.
He walked past four of them since he's gone in there.
I know he's talking to us, Danny. It doesn't matter that we're on the air.
Telling you, it's Fred Armisen as the blind mayor of New York, walking around the studio as David Patterson,
New Jersey.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Coach.
Good to see you.
You know, we're not live, are we?
No. We're going to take a break and then come back with you.
Okay.
Dave wants that next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.